Good morning. We're continuing Chayyaz Mehachos Shabbos, the Klal Tests. And we learned the Siman Hey. Today's shiur is sponsored by Benji Kleiman, the Lunish Mrs. Parents, Chaim Meir Ben Mordechai Alevi, and Golda Bas Yaakov Leib. So we left off with this question about this interesting Ramah in Yerodea, that the Ramah seems to be concerned about the possibility that the person is cooking Basar V'Chalav in the pot next to him. And the Kamegar raises this point and says, what is this about? Why isn't this a Dorash Eni Miskaven? I'll not be Miskaven when I stir up the coals to try and cook the Basar B'Chalav. I have no interest in it at all. So, Kamegar takes us back to the original question. What happened to the Dorash Eni Miskaven? We have a Dorash Eni Miskaven, so why shouldn't we, every Dorash Eni Miskaven, we have to be Machmer because it might cause something. So he differentiates in the following way. If the reality exists already, and you do not know whether it's there or not, that's called Safar D'Raisa L'Chumra. I have no idea if there's Basar B'Chalav. If there's Basar B'Chalav here, I'm cooking Basar B'Chalav. I'm not sure what's there. So I have a Safar D'Raisa. Safar D'Raisa L'Chumra. Darash Eni Miskaven is talking about a scenario where the person is doing X. X may cause Y. Causative, it's only if it's definitely going to happen. According to Shimon, because I have no interest in, I'm not trying to do the second action, the resulting action. I'm stepping a chair. Stepping a chair might cause chavitz to be made, so it's a result of the first action. It's not the first action itself, but it's the result of the first action that A may cause B. So he differentiates his language is sufik l'shavar. It's a question: what is the reality on the ground? What's there, or it's a subak labo, this may cause something to, there might be a second step. So let's say, for example, a person wants to open a refrigerator on Shabbos, and he doesn't remember if he took out the bulb. If the bulb is in, he's about to go to turn it on. If the bulb is not, he won't. He doesn't know. So if you're talking about a bulb which has a filament inside of it, it's an incandescent bulb. You're dealing with the subject arises. He may be turning on a light. He may not. He doesn't know. But what's in front of him is the reality on the ground. The subject is l'shava. The subject exists already. Is it A or is it B? If it's A, you're doing malacha. If it's B, you're not. You don't know which one. You have to be machmer for subject arises. So the Darash Eni Miskaven is limited to a scenario where we're not defining the reality on the ground. We're saying that what we do may generate a result. It may cause something to happen, but it's not that this action itself will be that action. We look at it as a two-step process, and I will not be mechavim for the second step of the process. That's why that's going to be mutter. And even that, when it's a psik reisha, it's going to be usur because of the continuation of X continues from Y. There's a taz which says not like this. The Mishnah Berurah suggests that maybe halacha l'maisa. Even though he brings some Rishonim to support the Taz, says even a case of Savak L'Sha'avar is called Darash Eni Miskaven and it's going to be Mutter. So the Bir Halacha suggests that maybe when you're dealing with Savak D'Raisa, you should be Machmer, you're dealing with Savak D'Rabbanan. So if the Taz is right, it's Darash Eni Miskaven and it's Mutter. If the Taz is wrong, it's a Savak D'Rabbanan. So Savak D'Rabbanan, L'Kula. When you're dealing with the Raisa, if the Taz is right, this is called Darash Eni Miskaven and it's Mutter. If the Taz is wrong, it's called some of the Raisa, L'Chumra. So better to be Machmer. So we've taken the concept of Darash Eni Miskaven and we've limited it. Now, just to clarify one more point over here. Really, every scenario, if A causes B, if I would have enough knowledge and the instruments necessary, I would know what's going to happen. If the ground is a certain amount of softness, if the weight of the chair is a certain amount of weight, if the sharpness of the leg is a certain amount of sharpness, if the speed that I pull it is a certain amount of speed, the force that I use to pull it, it's going to inevitably make a karitz or not. If I could find the formula to calculate all of those pieces of information, that would be the result. And every time you have that formula, you'll have the same result. If you have earth, which is that soft, it made of that composition, But the answer is that for our purposes, we ignore that because we have no way to calculate any of that. So as far as we're concerned, it's not a clear direct line of causation. So that's not called, it's inevitable. It's not called that the reality is on the ground. It's called that it might be causative. And causative alone is not proper. We're saying it has the heter of Darshan and Mizgabin, unless it's a psychic ratio. Have a good day.